Bryce Duskett on the Rural Radio Network, and it is time for our weekly wheat report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This week, we are connected with Jeff Ruggles. He is the president of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association. Jeff, we're going to talk about your upcoming meeting here in a second or two, but remind us a bit about the group you represent, the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association.
Yeah, Bryce. Okay, well, thank you. Just a little recap. I'm a fourth-generation farmer rancher from the McCook area. I have been active in the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association for about 7 years, serving as a state president the last 2 years. I've also served on the national level the last 2 years, being on the Domestic Trade and Policy Committee and serving on the National Board of Directors. The National Association of Wheat Growers, or NOG, has 3 in-person meetings a year, a fall conference in November, a winter meeting in D.C., and the annual meeting at Commodity Classic. The winter meeting in D.C. will include meetings with our congressional leaders. I haven't been able to attend the winter meetings because of calving at home, but this is a tremendous opportunity for us, the minority in agriculture, to talk to the leaders of our nation face-to-face. NOG leaders and staff are very influential and involved meeting with our congressional and cabinet staff about such things as farm bill, crop insurance, disaster aid, marketing, research and development, and environmental issues, working on behalf of the American wheat farmer and the U.S. agriculture industry as a whole. As politicians and the American people as a whole are getting further away from agriculture, this is becoming more important all the time. And as people are getting busier, finding good people to serve on these boards is getting harder to do. But it is critical we keep advocating and working for our industry. When politicians in Washington are looking for answers and advice on ag policy, they talk to the leadership of groups like the National Association of Wheat Growers for help. NOG, NCGA, and groups like these are extremely important. I had no idea of this till I was asked to volunteer by a friend serving on the Nebraska Wheat Growers. So today, we are asking for help. We need some wheat farmers to step up and help serve. It is a great opportunity to just be yourself and be passionate about telling our story and representing our way of life. You get as much out of it as you want to put into it. If you want to travel and be highly involved, that's wonderful. If you can't make a lot of the meetings and have a lot of things going on at home, that's great too. There's still lots of ways to be involved and make a difference.
Well, to your point, Jeff, you all have an upcoming meeting, this one at the West Central Research and Extension Center in North Platte, so hopefully not a far drive for many of the wheat growers and representatives on the board today. Talk about some of the items and goals that you hope to accomplish there at the meeting on December 12th.
Yeah, first of all, anybody is welcome to attend. As you said, the meeting will be held in North Platte at the West Central Research and Extension Center. We will be having a national committee updates, state policy updates, a life cycle study update, a report from Jake Westland, Vice President of Policy and Communications from NOG, a report from Dalton Henry, Vice President of Policy, U.S. Wheat Associates, and we will wrap up the day by updating resolutions and electing officers.
You kind of talked about the importance of being involved, but for you personally, Jeff, why do you choose to serve?
Well, I kind of got talked into it by a friend to begin with, but it just opened up my eyes to what we can do with when Congress is looking for help on how to set up the farm bill. They talk to the leadership at NOG, and we can do a lot of good if we get our heads together and help where we can.
Before I let you go, get a quick update on your wheat crop. Also imagine you're coming into a busy time of year for the cattle side of the operation. How are things in southwest Nebraska this year near McCook?
Yep. We had a pretty good wheat crop this last year down this way. Spotty, you know, it kind of depends on where the rains hit and miss. Had good planting conditions this fall, but it's turned off dry here as of late. Sure could use some rain and snow. Yep, we're in the middle of feeding cattle and getting ready for a bull sale as well, so busy time.
Busy indeed. Jeff, I appreciate you joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, of course brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. If you'd like to learn more about their organization, visit them online. The website to do so is nebraskawheat.com. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.